Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One, two.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
1, 2, 3, go. Welcome back to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. A little bit of everything today. I'm going to start you off with the new single from The Lost Boys. Time Travel, here with you till 7.
She'll only come out at night. The lean and hungry type. Nothing is new. I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting. She's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many have paid to see. What did you think? You'd get it for free. The woman is wild, a she-cat tamed by the purr of a jaguar. Money's the matter. If you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Here she comes, she's a man-eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly, man, she could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter, the beauty is there, but a beast is in the heart. She comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I just heard some cattle over there. It's okay. I'm excited. I'm just a little paranoid tonight. I haven't performed in a couple of months, and yet, hey, I'm paranoid about everything in my life. Even at home, on my stationary bike, I have a rear-view mirror, which I'm not thrilled about. Like, I really use the bike. It's been there for about 25 years since Adlai Stevenson was up for president. And I was at a park today. I saw a chalk outline of a bike. Seriously. And that's where bikes should go, like a little path. I had no idea what it was. I went, oh, my God, another Schwinn murder. I don't know what it is. But my big paranoia, hey, I want the administration to get behind comic relief. Look, Quayle, all I know right now, I have friends, they tell me, he goes into a meeting. Oh, Belgium? Do they have a queen or a maitre d'? You know, so I'm worried. You know. But I know he's getting a lot of heat. Hey, I wish him well. Look, he's running the country now. I'm no gift. I'm no gift psychologically, quite frankly. I can't mock him. I think, quite frankly, I'm two breaths away from being exactly like my mother, which is not good. And sadly, my last shrink, she retired about a week ago. I'm freaked out, and it was sort of a nightmare. She was only 24. I guess I burned her out real fast, and the last session was unbelievable. She set herself on fire. She ran out of the session going, "No mas, no mas." You know. So what do you do? I'm on the road, I'm a comic, you go to these clinics, all these rip-off clinics now. I was in Dallas, I had this therapy amusement park, Six Flags over Bellevue, and I use those phone services, 1-900-YOU-WACKO, which is a big thing now. But hey, don't I have to take responsibility for my own life? I think it's about time. I'm 40 years old, and I just, but still, I screwed myself up. Elementary school, during student government week, I was a coroner for a day, which wasn't a big thing, Then, freshman basketball, I was the throw-in-the-towel boy, which was sort of humiliating. And even like a week ago, I'm in bed. This woman, I was so looking forward to this sexually, and I I'm screwed up. She says, "Don't you want to have an orgasm?" And I said, "What's in it for me?" And yet, what's in it for anybody now? The climate is so obnoxious now, it's frightening. My doctor called me yesterday and he went, "Absolutely no phone sex." Okay, although phone sex is a nightmare for me, I'm in my hotel room in Oklahoma City there. I'm wailing away. I always have this paranoia that the woman's in a kitchen making a beef goulash while I'm on the phone, So I break up, you start over. Hey, it's a nightmare. You try to find someone to love you. You know that your relationship is going into hell. I knew it. I mean, I was getting cranky. I knew it was no good. I was going, "Will you keep the knitting down?" I knew something was, and sexually, we went right into the dumper. When sex goes south, it's time to leave, I think. And this woman, she didn't want it anymore. It was a nightmare. We get into bed and she said, "I'll race you to sleep." Then she said she wanted to save her orgasm for a rainy day, which was sort of embarrassing. But I didn't care. I have low self-esteem. I'm like Jolson in bed. All I care about is having her have an orgasm. I don't care about me. And I never have an orgasm healthily. I just do impressions of other men enjoying themselves, which is sad. The best one the last 3 years, I do Gleason. Oh, that's good. That was... And then I started getting angry. You got to get in touch with your anger, And I started getting, hey, man, I was pissed off. She didn't love me anymore. And I started running out of terms of endearment. It was sad. I called her breasts Mutton Jeff, which was sad, A couple of Amish friends came over for an erection raising in my house. I was having a lot of problems. I blame it on Lorne Greene's documentary I watched growing up. I watched parakeets make love, and they never face each other, really, when they screw. And I didn't get laid till I was 38. I had no idea what was going on. And my ex wasn't worth it, man. She cheated. This is the bottom line. You got to get out. She cheated, and she didn't even care. She made the worst lies in history. 4 a.m, she'd come into the bedroom. It was like a nightmare. She had like a champagne bottle with her, I said, "Where were you?" She went, "I was seal hunting." "I gotta go. I'm just thrilled to be here. Please donate as much as you can. And I'll be here whenever."
The great Richard Lewis passed away a couple of weeks ago. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle. Here we go. Gonna start you off with Little Richard Cheese, my buddy from California. Check out his William Shatner parody. William Shatner turned 93 years old today. We'll talk about it.
"Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, my sugar baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, my sugar baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. Fierce, nipple, pierce. Got me sprung with your talk."
all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, my sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, my sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, my sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, my sugar, baby.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
I really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already in there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, it's like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Searle. Welcome back, everybody. Been gone for a few weeks. All kinds of things going on here. I'd like to welcome my guest, Sheila Considine, here with me today. How are you?
I am great. Did you hear in your intro that some woman has a sexy man crush on you?
I did.
Wow,
I did.
You're a lucky man.
I am a lucky man. Yeah, so I'm looking at this, and there's some big news that you had mentioned right when we were walking into the studio here. Kate Middleton, the queen, or the potential queen, has abdominal cancer. It says she just made a statement. She was diagnosed with cancer, is undergoing chemotherapy. I don't know a whole lot about abdominal cancer, but that's big news. And this has been a rumor for the last day or two. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's really sad and it's really scary. She's young. She's got three young kids.
Yeah.
But I bet she's got great access to medical care over there in England.
Yeah. Yeah, very sad. I mean, and she's 42, so I mean, she's a little bit younger than myself. I'm not sure about yourself, but a little bit younger than myself.
No, I'm right in her ballpark.
You're
right, young.
Right. Yeah, so it says she started a course of preventive chemotherapy. So, of course, outpouring of support coming for Kate, the Princess of Wales. And I don't think she's Princess Di level, with the public, but she's pretty much well-liked by everybody, so of course this is a very sad thing to see, because I think people can do what they did with Princess Di with Princess Kate, which is kind of relate to being a normal person and then becoming part of, royalty. Right.
No, absolutely. But I would like to point out that, Meghan and Harry did send their best wishes for a speedy and peaceful recovery, which is nice since there's so much friction between those boys right now.
That's nice. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you wonder when they're going to get together. But there's problems in every family. But yeah. This is a little different because just that situation. And then everything that they do, of course, is well documented by paparazzi and everything else. So. It's tough to be famous and under that scrutiny all the time, too. So who knows what the real story is with them, but yeah.
Living in a fishbowl.
It is pretty, pretty sad.
It definitely is.
But so Kate Middleton undergoing chemotherapy. Said she was diagnosed with cancer. That's the first bit of sad news here. Richard Lewis passed away a few weeks ago. I wasn't able to do anything on him yet, so I played a clip from the Comic Relief 3 from, I believe, is like around 91 or something like that. I don't know if you remember this, but HBO used to do Comic Relief with Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams. Richard Lewis was on there for almost all of them. And that was one of the segments. And very funny. I mean, I don't know what you think of him, but I thought he was great. I mean, he was really one of the first, other than Woody Allen, he was really the only real neurotic comedian. Like, that was his whole shtick, That was his whole persona, is just he was nervous, he was embarrassed, He talked about his mom a lot and being worried all the time. And I think that's kind of... more than ever, that's kind of grown into what people kind of are now as the generations go on. Everybody's worried all the time. Everybody's neurotic. So Richard Lewis passing away, that kind of hit hard. I mean, also being in stand-up comedy for years, it's just like I really liked him, and it was sad to see him go. One of the last things is you can see him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's still got a few more episodes to go that they put into the can, and that's on HBO this month. I know he's in the next episode next Sunday. So what did you think about Richard Lewis?
I really liked Richard Lewis. I think he was kind of like the typical man, neurotic, overthinking, and kind of crazy.
Yeah, and that's typical man.
I think that's kind of a typical man.
Yeah, you think I fall into that category, the Richard Lewis category, maybe?
I think you're
really?
Just as talented as Richard Lewis. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I have the same neuroses and the same problems and yeah.
To know one is to love one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I got a little Genesis going on in the background. No reply at all. We had the Lost Boys start off with their version of Man Eater. That was me, of course.
Yes.
I say I'm Chris Eagles, but that's me on the piano doing Man Eater. Pretty impressive, huh?
I was very impressed.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of like a typical woman in a lot of ways, too, so I'll give it that.
Yeah. Well, the Lost Boys, for those of you who don't know, they were a band that they made a bunch of singles, and they were the number one band that covered all these 80s tunes and decided to get together once every year or so and put out a new single. So that will be the new single for 2024 is Man Eater by Chris Eagles on the piano. And there was some production by some other members of the band. And we'll put out the liner notes for the Lost Boys a little bit later for their new album, Boys Will Be Girls, is the name of the album. Boys Will Be Girls.
Boys, I can't wait to see what the cover of that album looks like.
As always, it'll probably have a lot of leather, and it'll all have sunglasses, maybe a beard, maybe not. Chris Eagles sometimes is clean-shaven, but not often. And over the years have not been kind to him. He's going grayer over the years, but he does his best. I know that. I know he does his best.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Why don't you read us a PSA?
I would love to read a PSA.
Sure. What did you decide to pick?
Well, I'm really concerned about pedestrian safety.
Pedestrian safety. Okay.
Yes. Did you know that pedestrian safety is a two-way street?
I did.
Good. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law. Stop for pedestrians when they're crossing both marked crosswalks and intersections. Hey, you pedestrians, when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, pedestrians mostly are a-holes. Nobody's paying attention anymore. And when I'm driving around in my car, I almost hit at least two pedestrians on my way to WMFO every time I come in. So great, great PSA. I think you nailed it.
Well, thank you.
Nice job. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. Let's go back to the House of Pain. St. Patrick's Day was, I don't know, last weekend? And, yeah, I didn't get to do much for St. Patrick's Day music-wise before I left. So here we go with the House of Pain. Be back in a moment. Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Searle and Sheila Constantine here with you until 7 p.m.
He who breaks the law goes back to the House of Pain.
He who breaks the law goes back to the House of Pain.
Guess who's back?
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the House of Pain. For my Irish friends, happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day. I got to see the Green River out there in Chicago. It was pretty cool. Anybody ever get a chance to go, it's worth seeing. It's pretty neat. And then some drunk guy just like jumped and swam in the river as soon as the police left. As soon as they left, boom, right into the river. But yeah, pretty cool. So we're going to go on to 1981 here. Usually I ask my guests to pick a song or two here. We have a shortened show now since we only do an hour. But Sheila picked Billy Squire from 1981. What were you doing in 1981? And why pick Billy Squire, Lonely as Night? Give us a little story about that.
1981, I was hanging out with my best girlfriends, Chris O'Connor and Joan Scott, and we loved Billy Squire. And, you know, you had the stroke, you had In the Dark, but Lonely is the Night is the song. So I'm probably kissing some boys is my guess, yeah.
Nice. Nice job. At 10? Oh, my God. Look at you. I can kiss a boy until at least 37.
Well, you know, yeah. I wanted to practice.
Yeah, I hear you. I didn't. I was drunk. All right, here we go. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts from 1981. That is Billy Squire. We are going to head to 1967.
Why do my thoughts bloom so large on me? They seem to stay for day after day and won't disappear. I've tried every way, but she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry. Side of her that keeps her peace most every day and won't disappear. My hair's turning gray, but she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry.
Jagged with the Stones from Between the Buttons from 1967. I love that one. That's a fun little Stone song that most people don't know. And that's one of my favorite albums from the Stones, Between the Buttons. If you guys haven't heard that before, go check that out. And they will be back in Foxborough again, of course, because they don't have enough money. I mean, one of them's down, but you know, they still got money to earn there. They're a juggernaut, the Rolling Stones there. So in the background, we have Dick Haymes from 1945 with It Might As Well Be Spring. It is spring. What do you think, Sheila? Spring. Does it feel like spring?
Some days feel like spring. I don't know. It's a little slow roll for spring this year.
I got my orange on. I got my spring shirt, I think.
Yeah?
It's got fish on it. Well, it's kind of a summer shirt, but... You know me, I'm a trendsetter.
You are. Well, I'm rocking spring-colored nails. I got Bobby Pink on.
Oh, those are nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, Bobby Pink. Was that in celebration of the win at the Oscars for Bobby? I don't know if they won anything, actually. Did they win anything?
I think that Billie Eilish song won something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did. Yeah. I like Billie Eilish for the most part. For the most part. I think she's a little goofy, but a little odd, but isn't anybody. Isn't everybody. I kind of like her brother there. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name, but I know
like,
who you're talking about.
It's like Hyman or something like that. It's a weird name.
Hyman?
I think it's like Hyman. Yeah, it's like Hyman Eilish.
All right.
No, it's Phineas.
Phineas,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Phineas and Ferb. That used to be a great cartoon.
Phineas. I must have had Hyman on my mind for some reason.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. So the spring is coming, and... what do you think of when you think of the spring? Think of what? What is it? Daffodil days, or is that like is that in the spring or in the winter?
Daffodils are in spring, but for me, when I think about spring, it has nothing to do with the flowers. Mm. It's all about strappy open-toe sandals.
Strappy open-toe sandals. I didn't even know there were straps on them. Strappy?
Yeah. Strappy open-toe sandals. Any lady listening will know what I mean.
Oh, like the, it's got like a triangle, and it's got like the old, usually it was like rubber, and they put like just one punch into it, and then as soon as you go into the beach, la-la-la-loom, you lose one sandal in the sand.
Oh.
You mean those?
No. No, I'm talking about really nice strappy sandals that, you know, they have nice heels.
Oh, the ones that go like up your leg.
Yes.
They go like all the way up to your knee.
Yeah, they're really nice. Those. Really nice sandals.
I like those.
Yeah.
I saw a hooker wear one down in New York when I was there once. Trendsetters.
Hookers usually have great shoes.
They usually fashion trendsetters. Usually, if the fashion in New York, we're going to see it in Boston at least within a year or two.
Yeah, I'm all for it. So that's what spring should be about, is nice flowers and strappy sandals.
Yeah, I agree. So what other things are spring?
What other?
Easter, of course.
There's Easter. I mean, there is your grass starts growing again. You have to cut it.
My grass doesn't. Not at all. It's like a dirt pit.
Well,
yeah.
Mine does.
It's like pig pen could play down there. There's nothing going on.
You know, and then
it's dry.
One other thing, if you're a pet owner, like once all that snow goes away, it's like landmine season for picking up doggy poo-poo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
I saw I was at the beach and was sitting outside, and then this lady had her dog, and she left, she walked her dog through a parking lot, and then the dog did his business, and the lady picked up the business, put it in the plastic, but then left it in the parking lot. And then a guy that owned the parking lot came out and he said, "Don't walk your dog through the parking lot." And then he took up the plastic poop pile and threw it at her.
Wow.
This was at Hampton.
I think so.
You remember this?
I think that's
a few years ago.
That's pretty deserving, I actually think.
Yeah, yeah.
Dog owners pick up your poop.
Yeah, made the news.
Wow.
It's a big deal. I'm just like, what is this guy doing? I'm like, he's throwing excrement at her.
Well, you know, it's big business. You need to take care of your dog the right way.
See, the funny thing is she did. She left it there.
Didn't.
She wrapped it up like a little present for him. But then she didn't take it with him. She did it to make him mad. I think she's like, "I can walk wherever I want."
She's one of those man eaters.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. They probably had a previous relationship, or they were going to have one.
Probably.
Because that could get, like, saucy quick with those two already hating each other right there.
I'm sure they had a nice little...
They probably bonded over the dog, yeah.
They had a little hookup after that.
Maybe.
I think
Maybe.
So.
I think nothing says Easter like Easter bunnies, of course, and maybe an Easter duck. So I'm going to play a little disco duck in the background while we're chatting here. Do you remember this one?
I do, but I think of those Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, my
those
God.
Are those amazing. Are amazing.
Oh, my God.
I've bought two bags in the last few weeks.
Oh, my God. Those are good.
They're the best.
Those bring a smile to anybody's face, I think. Anybody who's bright and intelligent.
Human? Yeah.
Human.
Yeah.
There's people that don't like chocolate. I don't understand it.
Well, I know someone who doesn't like chocolate, and I...
What's wrong with them?
There's a long list, but that's at the start.
Yeah.
She doesn't like chocolate.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like her for not liking chocolate.
I agree.
Something's weird. Something's weird if somebody doesn't like chocolate. Something's a little off. I used to feel that like that about boozing, like I was in my 20s and 30s. Like, somebody wasn't boozing around me, I'd be like, there's something off about this person. But now I don't mind.
Now you don't care?
No, because I'm taking it easy a little bit, and, you know, riding the wagon, and people are a little awkward around me. They're like, what's he doing? Like, they think something's up. They think,
they're
like, something's
awkward
up.
Around you because of that?
I'm just taking a little, you know, little time off, little break, you know, a little health break.
Yeah.
Little lifestyle change, you know, it's working out for me. I'm excited about it. And some people look at me a little odd. They're like, what are you up to? What's this guy up to? Like, I want something from him.
Wow.
And then they'll start talking about, like, well, you know, I only had 5 drinks last week. I'm like, all right, I don't care. Whatever, do you.
Because
it
makes people feel guilty or
it does.
Bad.
It does. I know I'd feel guilty if somebody would be like, well, I lost, you know, 16 pounds in 4 weeks. I'm like, oh, my God, I gained 3. You know, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think it's like reverse. It's kind of like a reverse shaming, even though you're not saying it. People are like, oh, my God, I'm being judged.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I brought my bag of mini eggs to bed with me the other night.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Were they gone by the end of the night? Was there like a coma afterwards?
No,
coma?
I didn't eat the whole thing, but there were some crumbs in my bed from the little
shell.
Were.
Yeah, I bet you there were some shells in there.
There was. There was some shells, but, you know.
Crumbs in the bed, no. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'll allow it. from time to time, but I don't like it. It's not going to be a regular thing.
I think eating in bed is just, you know...
Those two don't belong together in the same sentence with me.
I think it's great.
It. No, you know, like a big frickin' plate of ribs or something? Come on.
No, but I think a few mini eggs, a couple of Hershey Kisses, oh. Maybe a few potato chips.
Yeah, right. Just strategically placed.
Yeah.
In those little strappy.
If I'm wearing my if I'm going to wear my strappy sandals, I can bring whatever I want.
Bring a swing. Bring a little swing into the room.
You never know.
You bring it like whipped cream and like chains and whips and stuff?
Whipped cream? I don't really know about the whips. I'm not a big pain person.
Oh, wow. Nothing says Easter like pain. Yeah.
Well.
I had a lousy Easter one year. When like the car broke down and I had to call a tow truck and didn't make Easter. And God, it was lousy. It was years ago, though. Usually around Easter, something bad happens.
So when I was supposed to have, my sister was supposed to cook Easter one year at my father's house, and she showed up 5 hours late, drunk, with a ham that wasn't cooked yet. It was quite a day.
Wow. I got Joan Jett in the background, Crimson and Clover. You said you wanted this one, so tell me a little bit about this pick.
Joan Jett. Well, she, look what she looks like now at like 60-something years old. She is rocking it.
Yeah.
She is I want to be Joan Jett.
Yeah, I think most girls are of our generation want to be Joan Jett. I think a lot of boys do. I think a lot of boys still want to be Joan Jett. I wouldn't mind being Joan Jett.
Joan,
you know, for a day or
she's
two.
She's got a voice. She's got attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I like her.
I like her, too.
She puts on
a great show.
Yeah.
In the leather pants. Who doesn't like a woman in leather pants?
I don't know. Gay men, maybe? That's about it. Yeah. Because they get jealous more than anything. They want to be wearing the leather pants. Yeah, good tune.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Well, you picked it.
As I said, it was a good choice.
Yeah. Do you say that about all your choices? They're good choices?
No.
That's a good choice.
No, there was two choices
really
that have
good.
Been definitely not good.
When? Two choices you made?
Yeah, just two choices that I've made that have been not good.
When's this? For what? For music-wise or just choices in life?
Just choices in life.
Oh, life choices. I have more than two. I have plenty of life choices that weren't good.
There's two highlights.
I can think of about seven today.
Oh.
Yeah. Had a nice walk today. I'm on day, 82? Yeah, day 82. So is it officially a habit to walk every day, 82, or do I got to do 100? 90 days.
It's 90 days.
I got 8 days to go.
There's some science behind it. You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
I have had days where I'm just like, ugh. Yesterday it was cold. I got to admit, yesterday was a cold one. But the way I'm getting through it, I'm doing anywhere from 3 to 7 miles a day now.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm like, you know what? I was in the snow in January. I was in the hail in January.
That's
I was in
right.
the rain and the freezing cold, and I did it. And I'm doing the same route every single day. The weather, the inclement weather, if it's there, I'm doing it anyway.
That's
and
right.
I'm plugging through it. And it's become the center point of my day. And I should mention this. I was on Dan Ray on WBZ 1030 Nightside with Dan Ray last night talking about long-term COVID in effect to walking every day and whether there's long-term benefits for people with long-term COVID. The answer was no. They said people shouldn't be walking around if they have long-term COVID. But they also said that I was doing very well in my walking. And the night before was my debut on Nightside with Tan Ray. My dad had been on there a number of times over the years, but I had gone to Market Basket, and I had a little event that happened there where nobody was talking to me, the cashier nor the bagger, and I was annoyed with it. And I heard him on the radio, and they happened to be talking about kiosks and whether or not you would use a kiosk or not. And I was all for the kiosk because I don't want to go home angry after my grocery trip. But I also explained to them how a great job was had when I was working at Market Basket over the years. So I was a little torn there. But how do you feel about going in? Do you like having people bag your groceries and talk to you? Or would you rather go to the kiosk and get things done and move on?
What do you think? I hate self-checkout.
You do?
I do. I like to be in line. I like to, you know, ask someone how their day is. I like to, you know, remind someone, please don't squish my bread.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the interaction. I think it's important. I like to say good job to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the kiosk.
You could tell me I'm doing a good job at the radio. I'd appreciate it. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're doing a really nice job.
Thank you.
I really appreciate what you're doing. There's a lot of buttons and things that you got going on
over
there.
It's nice to feel appreciated for a change. You know, most people, you know, they listen. Nobody calls or they don't send me any message. I was really surprised nobody got in touch with me about the Dan Ray thing. I was excited about that. I'm like, I'm national. I'm on 50,000 watts of radio. I'm going, you know, people are picking me up in California and, you know, overseas, like in Kenya. I'm like, this is great. No, they went to California, not Kenya. But you know what I mean.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah. I like to embellish. I like to add a little bit for comedy's sake. Try to keep it light. Like to educate as well as entertain here on Time Travel 2.0.
I know. You should probably give a little shout out to Dan Ray and the good job that he does on his
show. He did do a great job. He was a little bummed about last night's show. He does a little afterwards and he talks about the show after. And, you know, there were a couple of people that called in that were kind of, you know, just complaining about their friends and family giving them COVID. But the night before, he said, was one of his favorite shows. And I know he's trying to stay on the air and not retire. So, you know, I hope he keeps going. And I think I'm gonna keep on calling him. I'm gonna call him, and as long as he's gonna put me on, I'll be in there. And hey, WMFO's only giving me an hour. Dan Ray's giving me 10 minutes now. If I can call in and become a regular with him and become his buddy, who knows? Maybe I'll be gunning for his job. You'll hear Chris's helpful tips on WBZ 10:30.
Maybe you'll be his guest host. You never know.
I know. It'd be nice.
That could happen.
Yeah. I mean, WMFO's doing me no favors. I mean, I love them, but they're doing me no favors at this point. Yeah.
Well, you got to do networking. It's real important.
I got to stick up for myself here. Like, I do a good job here. I think the show's going great. This is one of my favorite shows so far of 2024. And you're here on it. You must feel great about that.
Well, I feel appreciated. Everyone should feel appreciated.
Everybody should feel appreciated. You're right. Yeah.
It's important.
I got that little Maroon 5 in the background. I like to call him Moron 5. Moron number 5.
We can shut him off.
Was it mostly his voice or his abs that made him big? What do you think?
I don't know, because I think he is homely as sin.
Really?
Yeah, he's way too thin for me.
He is very thin. Yeah, I like a little meat on the bone sometimes.
I can't weigh more than the man that I'm having a relationship with.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah.
So. He wouldn't probably like my food in bed either.
No, probably not. How about a little Neil Diamond? You like Neil Diamond?
I love Neil Diamond.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to Neil Diamond or Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
No, it's got to be Neil Diamond.
All right. I'm even going to preempt Moron number 5.
And I have a story I could share about that.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So one of my friend's mothers announced to us, we were like 13 years old, that my friend was conceived after a Neil Diamond concert.
Oh, my God.
Imagine hearing that at 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, like, WMFO is playing it right now. There's going to be at least 6 people at Tufts University, maybe in the dorms, in the cars, maybe out on lunch break or over in the little religious hall downstairs. Who knows? Pulling out a rug and just doing it to Neil Diamond. Who knows? Let's listen.
Well, I can understand. But it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. But if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance and it can't walk. As long as I can have you here with me,
night by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Hey, money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Little St. Elmo's fire in the background here. We have time basically for one more here. I want to mention the Big 110. He's my friend Adam's boy, my friend Adam Roth, his boy, and he just did a 2x2 Rubik's Cube in 0.48 seconds. Can you imagine this?
No,
0.48
I cannot.
Seconds, Sheila.
I've only managed to do two sides of a Rubik's Cube. That's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
It.
I usually break it, like in, you know, the traditional 3x3. I used to break it, and then I would put the stickers on the other way. And then I couldn't get it back together again anyway, and I'd usually just throw it away and play with that snake cube. Remember the snake one?
I do remember the snake cube, yeah.
It was like a snake one. There was like some round thing with a bunch of ball bearings that ended up like in the garage in a million pieces.
I think I stuck with the slinky.
Why not? Yeah, the traditional slinky. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of favorite toys from what you remember in the 70s and 80s.
Favorite toys. The Little People's Treehouse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good pick.
The Barbie Dreamhouse.
Sure, sure.
That was a really good one. Yep. And then Twister.
Oh, nice. Little
and then
Twister.
The Sit and Spin.
Sit and Spin. It's great. I tell people that now. You know, people like...
On the big wheel.
Sometimes I use that as like a phrase now. I don't use it the sit and spin as a noun anymore. I just use it as a phrase.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sit and spin. It's almost like, sit on it, Potsy. You remember that, Arnold?
I do.
In Happy
yeah,
Days?
I actually watched one of the episodes on YouTube the other night.
Really?
Yes.
How was that? Which one was it? Did Fonzie jump the shark? Or?
Pinky Tuscadero was on it.
Oh, she was good.
I really
like
Pinky.
Yeah. You know, Leather Tuscadero was supposed to be like a Joan Jett.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah. I'm going to play a little The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. And that's pretty much it. It's only an hour show now.
Wow.
But you can add the, you want to do a couple of shout outs there, Sheila? You want to give some shout outs?
Shout outs? Oh, boy. Sure, I'll do some shout-outs.
Sure.
Why don't we say a shout-out to Nancy and Joey down in North Carolina?
Sure, yeah. They're fixing up their new home.
Yes.
Good luck to them. Yeah.
So maybe they're listening to us.
Maybe.
Miss them. And maybe Chris and Dave will say a big shout-out to them. You know, they owe us, like, a dinner. When are we going to see them again?
I don't know.
You know? And just a shout-out to you for coming here tonight and allowing me to come in and hang out.
Thanks very much. It was great. You did great. It was fun.
Well, thank you.
I think it was one of the best shows ever. What do you think of that?
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Here's The Cure. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, time travelers. See you next Friday.
Friday never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can hold your head. Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed. Or Thursday, watch the walls instead. It's Friday. Dressed up to the eyes, it's a wonderful surprise.
and your spirits rise. Throw it at your frown and just smiley at the sound. And the sick guys are shriek, spinning round and round. Always take a big bite, it's such a gorgeous sight. See you eat in the middle of the night. You can never get enough, enough of this stuff. It's Friday, I'm in love, and I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too, or Thursday. I don't care about you, it's Friday.
Listen to WMFO in Medford.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? You're paying is the amount. Cleaning you out, am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me.
Tell me less, fiddle your tongue. Bury your friend, try to wake up. Kettle of glass, killing the sun. Bury your friend.
What do you want from me?